Chapter 31. What Happened to Indian Joe? A Return to the Cave. The news spread. In a few minutes, men were in boats on their way to the cave. Tom was in the boat with Judge Thatcher. When the door was opened, their eyes saw a sad sight. Indian Joe was on the ground, dead. Tom's experience in the cave made him understand Indian Joe's sufferings. But a heavy weight of fear had been lifted from Tom's heart. The next morning, Tom and Huck had an important talk. Now, Huck told Tom about following Indian Joe up the hill to Mrs. Douglas's house. This part of the story was new to Tom.
"And Indian Joe came from number two in that public house," Huck said. "And now, we shall never know any more about that box of money."
"Huck," Tom said, "that money was never in number two. Huck, it is in the cave."
"Say that again, Tom."
"The money is in the cave."
"Tom, is this true?"
"It is true, Huck. Will you go there with me and help to bring it out?"
"I will if I can go to the cave and not get lost."
"Are you strong enough?"
Tom asked. "I can't walk more than a mile, Tom."
"It is 5 miles, Huck, for any other person, but I know a shorter way. I'll take you there in a boat. It'll be easy for you."
"I want to start now, Tom."
Tom agreed.
"We want some bread and meat and our tobacco, and 2 bags, and some string and some lights."
They took a friend's boat, and about noon the boys started their journey. Tom knew where to stop. They pulled the boat up on the shore.
"Huck, the hole is near. Try to find it."
Huck tried and found nothing. Then Tom proudly took him among the trees and said,
"Here it is."
The boys entered the hole. Tom was leading. They tied their string to a rock to guide their return. A few steps took them to the little waterfall, and Tom felt his whole body shaking. He told Huck that this was where he and Becky had been when they were lost. The boys were quiet now. The stillness and the darkness were heavy on their hearts. They continued walking, and soon they came to the place where the floor seemed to end. With the light, they could see that they were on a hill, leading to another rock floor below. Tom said,
"Now I will show you something, Huck."
He held his light high.
"Look as far as you can around the corner. Do you see that? On the big rock?"
"Tom, it is a cross."
"That is where I saw Indian Joe, Huck. And where's number two? Remember what he said? Under the cross."
Huck said in a shaking voice,
"Tom, I want to go away from here."
"What, and leave the money?"
"Yes, leave it. Indian Joe's spirit is there."
"No, Huck. His spirit is near the door where he died. That is 5 miles away."
"No, Tom, it would guard the money. I know about spirits, and you do also."
Tom began to think that Huck was right. But then he had a different thought.
"Huck, his spirit would not be near a cross."
Huck agreed.
"Tom, I did not think of that, but it's true. We must go down there and find the box."
It was not easy to go down the hill of rock to the floor below. Tom went first, and Huck followed. Near the bottom of the great rock, the boys found where some person had been eating and sleeping, but they found no money. Then Tom took his knife and used it to turn over the earth behind the great rock. The knife touched wood.
"Huck, you hear that?"
They pulled away some stones and some old boards. Behind these, there was an opening under the rock. With his light, Tom went down. Huck followed. Tom went around a corner and shouted,
"Huck, look there!"
It was the box of money. There were also 2 guns.
"We have it,"
said Huck, putting his hands among the pieces of gold.
"We are rich, Tom." "Huck, I was always sure that we would get it, and we have it. Can I lift the box?"
He could lift it, but he could not carry it. They put the money in their 2 bags and carried it up from the hole under the rock.
"Now we want the guns," said Huck.
"No, Huck, leave them there. We will return and use them some other time. I think it is late, and I am hungry. We can eat and smoke outside in the boat.
After eating and smoking, they returned up the river. It was dark when they arrived at the edge of the village.
Huck,
said Tom,
we would take the money to Mrs. Douglas's house. I know a place near there to leave it tonight. Tomorrow morning we can count it and divide it. And then we can find a place in the forest where it'll be safe. You wait here now and watch it. I am going to get Benny Taylor's little wagon.
He soon returned with the wagon. They put the bags of money in the wagon and started toward Cardiff Hill. Near Mr. Jones's house, they stopped to rest. Mr. Jones came out.
Who is there?
He said.
Huck and Tom Sawyer.
Come with me, boys. They're all waiting for you. Let me pull your wagon. It is very heavy. What do you have in it? Nothing of value, I'm sure of that. Boys will always work for things of no worth. Hurry now.
The boys wanted to know why they should hurry.
You'll learn when you arrive.
Soon they were entering Mrs. Douglas's house, leaving the wagon near the door. All the important people of the village were there. The Thatchers were there, the Harpers, Aunt Polly, Sid, Mary, and many more. All were dressed in their best clothes. Tom and Huck were covered with earth from the cave. Aunt Polly's face was red when she saw Tom's face and clothes. Mrs. Douglas took the boys to a bedroom and said,
Wash and dress now. Here are new clothes for both of you. Come and join the others when you are ready.